Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to episode 64 of The Bracket. Today we are doing the things you would want to find in a Last of Us style apocalypse. And for those of you that don't watch Last of Us or anything like that, just zombie apocalypse. You could probably just call it that.
Or you could
a good show, by the
you
way.
You could say post,
this is amazing.
Post-nuclear event,
yeah.
World-ending apocalypse.
But I think the idea that you will have to kill some sort of creatures, whether human or undead or
okay.
Something along those lines are involved.
Yeah, there's going to be raiders. There's
yes.
Going to be scavengers. People are...
Violence is going to happen.
You'll realize rape. That the biggest enemy is other men, not the zombies.
Yeah, always. Rape is prevalent.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, in most of these post-apocalyptic
it's scenarios. Definitely big time.
Yeah.
We should
that's
put that
the
on
new
the,
form of currency.
On the graphic for like the main account, items you would want in an apocalypse where rape is prevalent.
Yes, where rape in parentheses.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to be clear about that.
I needed to also be clear that I messed up the assignment. Didn't really understand
little bit.
What the apocalypse
a little bit.
What did you think it was?
I was like, what? Thought it would be like what you would find under the earth when it all broke.
When the earth broke.
When that's you're an idiot.
That's not as bad
as...
That's
not as on base.
What was my text to you of what I wanted to...
I just told you the main topic. You said...
See, you think...
Your options you gave me are still very funny. You said, it's what we want to find in an apocalypse. And I said, yes, you can be broad. You don't have to be specific. And by broad, you meant like the mantle of the earth. Like,
my
core.
My options to him.
Oh, don't say it. I want them to. I want them to hear this on their own.
But you think The Last of Us is about the Earth like splitting in half?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I don't watch zombies.
Pilot's
stuff.
90 minutes.
The pilot is insane.
It's a brilliant show.
It is so
very
much
good.
So early.
And I don't like zombies. I never watched The Walking Dead. I'm not a big zombie guy. This show is. It's so much more about mankind than it is about zombies. If I had,
it's
to
incredible.
Say.
Great game.
And there's some gay sex.
There's gay sex.
Yeah,
that was the best episode. The other ones, to me, I have not loved.
The newest one I thought
episode
was unbelievable.
Was great.
The last one is really
good. Oh, I haven't watched that one yet.
Episode 5 is very good.
Was there gay sex in the video game?
No, it was implied, though.
The gay sex one is... I was watching it on an airplane. Tears were streaming down my face. Snot.
You were watching gay sex on an airplane?
Sure was.
Oh, I won't watch anything above rated PG on airplanes.
It's 100% true. You can't. Friday Night Lights every time because that's...
You can't.
That's too scary.
And I... Like, you know from experience, I only watch other people's screens.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
People were watching you cry, watching gay
sex. I had my hands around my face like this, and we had my elbows on the...
I would think you're a terrorist if you did that.
Creepier.
On the tray table so that I could create a shield of emotional shame.
Yeah.
This guy just slowly rocking in front of his thing going like this. I'd be like, that guy's going to invade the cockpit. Okay, so our first options of the day, things you'd want to find in our post-apocalyptic world. 5 seed. And a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people on Instagram replied with this. I think at least one of you had on your list. Booze. I wouldn't want booze. That'd be like near the bottom of my list. Mm. But a lot of people responded with it, so I felt like I had to appropriately seed it. That's going up against the 12 seed. Clemmer, you had this? I don't think you had this. I think you had it.
Clemmer had booze.
No.
Oh, not booze. Oh. Well, he probably did, though. I didn't check his full
list. I did not.
I
did not.
List.
Did not.
He had 2 ciders. That's all he'd want to find.
One, two.
It's a Game Boy. Which
I did have that.
Oh, I had that on my list.
As did I.
Game Boy, and I think a couple people on Twitter said similar things, like some sort of portable gaming device. I'll start with you, Mush. What would you rather have in this post-apocalyptic world, a Game Boy or booze?
That's do you guys wanted a Game Boy?
I think it'd be really entertaining. Yeah,
something to do
while the world is ending. You just make sure.
I'm going to make something
world ending.
Yeah, the world ending. Yeah, that's
bored.
What you want.
I'm going to make something clear. In an apocalypse, I'm not taking things that are going to help me survive. Like I would just be like, I'm going out when I go out and try to have a good time until I know that I would not last.
You're describing why you would want booze, though.
Yeah, I think that's what I would go with. I'm going with booze here because it's ending, and I was just like, all right, fuck it, I'll go with it.
Yeah, I like that.
It'd be better to be drunk when a zombie's eating your face off.
Yeah, not playing Game Boy.
If you could have one of the games, because you guys both pick Game Boy, what game would you want with you?
Ninja Turtles.
I go with Tetris.
That's a really good answer.
Man.
Stupidest shit I ever
heard. No, it's the perfect Game Boy.
It's the only game you have forever. So, like, you really can't beat it. You can always go beat your own score. Like, there's always, a goal after.
How many batteries you think you're finding?
Well, one of my things was batteries that I put on
there. You have batteries.
You have to have batteries.
That's insane.
Batteries, I think, are relatively easy to find compared to the Game Boy.
Even if you had infinite batteries, I don't know why Tetris would be the number one. I don't even associate that as a Game Boy game.
It is the Game Boy
game. It is the original Game Boy game. What are you talking about?
I just don't associate it as...
Because you're, 9 years old, but the rest of us...
I'm furious. I'm full team Clemmer here.
Thank you.
I think we should really quickly... Maybe it's too late to specify this, but for me, the vision of this post-apocalyptic world is, 20 years after the event.
Yes, in the show.
Meaning shelves have been picked over.
Mm. Right.
You know, you're not getting first run at a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. No?
So you're not going to be able to raid.
But if you watch the show, if you read, my favorite book is The Stand. Like, they'll go.
I have a Stand tattoo.
Do you really?
Yeah, I didn't know your favorite book was The Stand.
Absolute greatest book.
Holy shit.
Love it. Stu Redman all day, every day.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Stu Redman fanboy.
Sir. What's going on with you two?
Yeah.
It's a spark.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That's real. That's real
Valentine's Day.
I have a gunslinger tattoo, too.
See, now you're losing me.
You didn't like gunslinger?
I don't like all the wizards and shit, man.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
It was a bad time for him growing up.
Oh, boy. Yep. We're done. We're done here.
So,
Clemmer?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to go with booze here. I didn't think about booze.
Tommy's gearing up for this one.
Game Boys are awesome, and I would have had Tetris, and I would have had a whole competition. I would have written down all my scores, you know, how I did. But, I got to get drunk. I mean, it's the fucking world.
There we go. It's a survival kit, and Clemmer literally cannot survive without alcohol. Yeah. I'm also going to go booze. I know I put Game Boy down, but...
fuck you.
Yeah, it'd be fun to be drunk. Again, I'm looking more like I'm trying to have a good time.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to really survive. So I'm going booze.
One for booze. Three up.
Booze is going to be hard to beat. If there's ever a situation, it increases mood, decreases pain, decreases anxiety.
Hmm. Would you rather a different, a drug or something over booze, though?
Heroin.
It depends on how the more apocalyptic, the harder the drug.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's just standard. Yeah. I think it would be booze as the top dog.
Not getting judged if you're doing heroin after that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No one's saying a word.
Mm-hmm. So you're going with
booze
for sure.
Maybe some ravioli, some enchiladas.
Nope, nothing inside of it.
Gnocchi.
Imagine if I only had the canned food that I found was ravioli.
Oh, that's your weakness.
I'd be so sad.
Would you die?
No, I have to eat around it. I have to
rip it open.
You have to eat. Yeah, cut each one open. I got to scrape out the middle stuff. This whole thing.
Is this whole fear of something in a pocket, is that why you don't have any kids?
No, it's not.
That's why he hates kangaroos.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just like to enjoy life. You know, you can have, I have a
That's
little,
a great explanation why you wouldn't want to eat a ravioli.
Yeah. No, to have the kids.
A fucking burrito. I want to enjoy life.
I rip it open. I don't like things inside of things.
There isn't a bun in an oven.
Yeah.
That's right. Doesn't like it. Nick?
One day.
Is it one day?
It's got...
One day.
You're going to have
kids
one day?
One day, yeah.
Yeah. So for me now, it's so far, no. Does that go... Does that...
Oh, no.
Dissipate with time?
I still have a window of 5 years, I think, so.
Mm-hmm. But now you want to.
I'd like to, I'd like to have one. Only one. Because I hear if you have two, it changes everything, I guess. Every parent I've talked to has two kids. They say the second is so much more... world changing the first.
Oh. One kid Clemmer. So okay. We're all it's a sweep right now for booze.
Yeah, there's practical uses for booze too. Like Kyle said, it could ease pain. You could sanitize Molotov cocktail.
It's an antiseptic.
Yeah.
Wounds. I also think from a utility perspective, it's a good thing to trade.
Yes.
A lot of those raiders and rapists are gonna want booze. That's a big part of their life. And so I'm sure you could get some good stuff for a nice handle of whiskey or something.
The crate.
Doesn't expire?
I,
Yeah. I think for me, the reason that I don't want to die as quickly as possible and just heroin myself out, I'm envisioning that I have a burden, whether it's I have a child with me, a la Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
Or The Last of Us. I might have been, considering how much we talked about it, a more apt.
The Road's great. But the Road is movie. Such a
great movie.
Great book. The book is fantastic.
They eat a baby in the book, don't they? Yeah.
It's real, yeah.
I think in The Last of Us, I would have said it's not so much his shepherding the child as it is trying to cure the earth, right? Because his presumption is that she is the cure somehow.
But she's like his burden to carry to get there because...
Yeah, but I thought... I don't know the video game, and I thought from the episode one that his burden was going to be his own daughter.
Mm.
And not to spoil everything, but like quickly, obviously, it changes. Well, sure. And therefore, when I surmise what his mission is, it's cure.
You're
it's
thinking more
science.
Viggo Mortensen.
I think he's also looking at this girl maybe as a daughter figure. Yeah.
As time goes on.
Well, we can't know.
You guys depict every TV show like this? Like, this is how you watch it?
That's his whole podcast.
That's why I've given up on...
We do.
I don't watch thinkers anymore.
I understand you doing it.
He made me...
I do this.
Start thinking about shows and movies more like that.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
It goes kind.
Right out of my head.
Well, you guys... And that, what's... Dukes? No. Fuck.
Gooch.
I know Gooch.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way, I'll assuage...
I'm leaving that joke in.
I'll assuage what I just said by complimenting you here. Your takes are spectacular.
Yeah.
Nice.
You have really good takes about movies. I learn more and see movies differently as a result of what he has to say.
There you go, Gooch. What a great compliment good to start stuff, on Valentine's
dude.
Day.
Marty, you should get fucked, King Jack. I got the good
You and Francis should do a video of you teaching Marty how to like appreciate fine art.
I'm not great at that. They're way better at film.
I appreciate bad movies. And
me
movies.
Too.
Like
That's
like,
my boy's his favorite
that's
movie.
That's my boy is like amazing. If you really watch it, it is so funny. Of how bad it is, and they know what they're doing. Like, why'd you drop that burrito, Todd? Is hysterical.
Mm. Rex Ryan bit?
The fucking tattoo. Tattoo or the best line in the other
guys. Kids on the Block tattoo is very funny scene.
Best line in the other guys, like I've said 1,000 times, is how's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy.
The other guys is
the best.
Like just an objection.
Attaboy.
Yeah, good. But I'm just saying the small things of badness is what's good in this world. Good movies, like, ah.
It was really good in the other guys. Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Every line he has in that movie is hysterical.
Destiny Child.
How you doing? Ah, good. My son's bisexual. It's so goddamn good. So, Francis, you're going with booze as well.
Yeah, booze makes a lot of sense. So, again, I'm not trying to craft all this, but I feel like if we're going down the road of like, well, the world's over, we're about to have our faces ripped off by zombies any second, then this becomes pretty quick and easy. It's like, yeah, just heroin. You know, you want to numb yourself to death.
Mm.
Whereas, as I remember us talking about, my idea in pitching this idea was you have to try to stay alive somehow.
Yeah.
These are like, you know, my mind was that it was going to be like seeds.
Yeah.
Bandages.
You also have to keep yourself entertained as well. I think
there's more practical
balance.
Things.
Of course.
And in an apocalypse, everybody would have different motivations. And what this small room could represent a voting system of how we would act.
Yeah. Could be a council of sorts.
So I can understand.
Such a survivor like, fan.
Yeah. All right. Next up, as booze clean sweeps its way through, the number 4 seed versus 13 seed. 13 seed, crossbow. A lot of people said crossbow.
I like that.
I like it. You got the arrows back after you shoot whatever you need to shoot. I get it. It's more powerful than a bow. Easier to operate, I would assume. And that's going up against number 4 seed, the boys. Just managing to find the boys. It was
yeah.
A lot of people said. I feel like it's not a bad idea. If you were able to find like all of your friends in one spot one day, like can you imagine
adults.
Yeah, but specifically ones that won't try to kill you or work.
No, I know. I thought the boys meant child boys.
Oh no, not children.
And I was ready to defend that.
Very quickly.
I suggested that.
You did suggest a boy. That was your first option.
A boy. But I hadn't even dreamed of having multiple boys. A selection of boys?
One for every night of the week.
Oh, my God. A selection of boys.
Francis, you're up first. The boys versus
the boys, as in your pals versus a crossbow.
Silent.
This is tricky. Again, unfortunately, I just feel like this makes you really feel like you need to define what type of post-apocalyptic world we're looking at. But I suppose that facing the darkness and whatnot with a friend and someone that you can collaborate with and try to rebuild some semblance of a society with is better than just a very medieval weapon. So I'm going to go with The Boys.
I will say, as devil's advocate for this point, maybe the only fear I would have with The Boys is that, like, if one of them is infected, you need to kill them, or one of them is just dragging you down and you need to kill them.
So good point.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm
I would be that guy.
Okay, yeah. So I guess
I'm hiding a bite. I would drag them down. Yeah. I'm the least athletic, so I would be a burden.
You'd be okay. So what are you picking?
I would rather have a bow than a crossbow because I think you could make arrows easier than bolts.
Mm-hmm. Crossbows were made illegal by the Pope.
No kidding.
They were so dangerous.
Pope has that much power.
Jeez. This was not recently. This was like the
anus too. Right?
Crossbows though,
1100.
You guys remember the computer game Carnivores 2? A crossbow could destroy a Stegosaurus. Mm. I killed so many. I wouldn't trust my boys. I think in like a really dire apocalyptic situation, humans would revert to their worst form rather than looking for comfort and companionship. So I'm going to go crossbow.
Crossbow. KB, what are you picking? The boys?
I think that regardless of their, like, you would want more men on your side for this situation.
Your friends are like legitimate Wolverines. They're like these small little scrappy dudes that I feel like I would fear.
Right.
Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't do a bow.
Crossbow.
Even if I did learn, it wouldn't be like effective enough to like kill.
Okay. Right, so two for the boys.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck am I going to do with a crossbow? Like, even if I knew how to use it, I feel like the creatures we're going up against are probably impervious to a crossbow.
The Last of Us, you do get a crossbow, to be fair.
I'm trying to think of how far away the enemy would have to be for me.
Yeah. I don't want the boys to just sweep through the competition because this would be like the 10th bracket that the boys won. But in this matchup, yeah, I mean, I do genuinely think that having camaraderie, yeah, it's fun, but it's also, you know, I think it's helpful to, I don't know, even your mental health, just to be like, I'm not alone in this world. Like, we're going at this together.
What a crossbow, though, is like warding away people. I want to just pull it out so they don't come close. I could probably kill a deer, right? And that would be food.
I don't think I'd kill anything.
What if you had to eat Seraphim? Like, what if you had
Seraphim? But Seraphim's such a good guy that he'd be like, he would be the first one to be like, yeah, you guys can eat me.
Mm-hmm,
like,
would you eat Seraphim?
I would rather not, but if push came to shove, he was like, no, seriously, like, Vorden Pussy Patrol, eat me. I'd be like, yeah, all right, thank you, Seraphim.
Medically, is there any downsides to eating men?
Eating other men?
They did it in that movie Alive, or the real thing that happened, the Andes.
Those Chilean dudes, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or soccer team or something.
Yeah, soccer, rugby. You wanted to
guess that. That kind of fucked them up.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
They're still alive, some of the people who...
Yeah, but yeah, kind of big time. Big time, yeah.
You're going with the boys?
Eating their friends.
Yeah, the boys.
Clemmer?
I mean, so crossbow, I'm never going to be like good enough to use it, even on a deer. Like, it's hard to hunt. Like, it's hard to hunt a deer with a bow. Like, just find a gun somewhere. Like, there is still guns and bullets in The Last of Us. You can still find stuff. I hate, just like Tommy's saying, I don't want the boys to run every single thing, but it's got to be the boys here. Like, having one of my friends is really good with, like, hunting and stuff. He'd be able to help me.
There you go.
So, like, the boys is an easy one here, but I don't...
The boys are useless there.
Mine too.
They wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
There's no chance. I think it's crossbow because you can't have much emotion being in the situation. If one of your boys dead... You're in a shambles after that.
You would rather be alone during this?
I think I would be more aware and survive better by myself than with my boys. Because we get into arguments about stupid things, and it'd be fun, and then a zombie gets me by myself, crossbow, because then I have nothing to worry about besides myself.
I assume we'd be by ourselves in this thing too.
I think the default scenario,
start off by yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm saying that if you have the boys, then that's a lot of other people you got to look out for.
Yeah, that's more mouths to feed.
Yeah,
find like a truck full of food or whatever.
Exactly,
last you way less time with your boys fighting over food.
Yep,
don't want that. Next up, number 9 seed versus the 8 seed. Clemmer, you put porno mags?
Nope.
Someone put porno mags, and I feel like you'd be the only one among us.
Why would I do that?
Because we are all just internet porn. You were,
Definitely like porn magazines better than
good.
Internet.
Yeah, that would be your asset. You're right. The internet wouldn't exist. So yeah, no, I did not put that down.
Porno mags versus the number 9 seed. Someone just put like a fortress of some kind,
an
which
entire impenetrable fortress.
A fortress.
Honestly, that's a great pick.
To me,
yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah. So fortress versus.
Wait, we could have just had fortress.
That's, I don't know what fortress was on. Is an anecdote on the table as well?
it said like. I think the situation was like it wasn't like a like you know.
You mean antidote?
Oh yeah. Fuck.
Anecdote.
Fuck.
I was like, "What did you? What do you mean?"
I thought he was trying to ask if
I was pathetic.
Like,
a good story.
I was like, "Yeah, I guess a story would be
monologue,
nice. Not on the level of fortress."
Yeah, he asked if there was a story to go with it.
So when we get home tight, I will kill myself. Cut that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is definitely staying.
Can we tell an anecdote about it tomorrow?
Oh my god.
You're suicidal.
That's like the worst pain.
Anecdote, please.
Keep laughing, boys.
All right.
You'll make the suicide note.
That was pretty dumb. It's gotta hurt to see me laughing over here.
You didn't understand. You didn't get it.
I was looking at everyone like, that's a good one. I had fucking no idea what both words mean.
If I ever get bit by a snake and Tommy comes up and just tells me a story.
Yeah, gives a little speech. Yeah.
Don't worry, Nick. I'm trained.
Tommy. This is the worst case scenario for Smokes. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm crying.
No. Oh, dude.
What a fucking moron.
I'd like to change my pick. Boys. No more boys. I'll take a fucking crossbow.
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's good.
Just like high school.
All right, so Fortress versus porno. Porno magazine specifically.
Fortress in a route. I'm not going to be horny during that. I don't need that.
I don't think I could jerk off to a porn magazine. Like a still image?
Fortress.
You could. You?
Desperately enough. Like, I haven't jerked off to a still image since I was in middle school.
I think they still got it.
My brain is...
Lost art.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work that way anymore. I think it's too
hardwired.
I think
you'd be surprised.
I can't, like, that's like jerking off to an abstract thought to me. Like, I can't jerk off to that.
Because you're immersed in it now.
Yeah,
you're
too ruined. Deep.
You were out there wandering for years, and all of a sudden, full color breast
comes across.
You're in good shape.
We'll see about that when the day comes. Mm-hmm. But Mush, you're going with Fortress?
Yeah, Fortress.
Fortress, easy pick.
Planner? Yeah, okay, so I'm going to go a different direction. So I'm going to go with the porno mags, and here's why. So the Fortress, I find the Fortress, there's probably already people in there. Now I got to kill them. Like, it's not a... Plus this makes it way too easy. Like, so I'm going to go with porno mags because I think Fortress is a cheap answer. Not only that, but what if people are in the Fortress that want
to
kill me?
I'm fine with easy when it comes to the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't like easy. I spent 3 decades of my life thinking about this exact scenario from reading The Stand when I was a little kid.
Even getting dressed this morning wasn't easy for you. Like, getting that collar outside of that had to be hard.
No, I'm okay with collar. I used to have to do this all the time in my job. I still can't tie a tie, though.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
I'll teach you.
Confused. I haven't learned. I really care about this topic, and I think a fortress is makes it too stupid. So I'm going to go with porno mags.
One for porno mags, Tommy.
I'm taking a one-round break. Yeah. Gather my thoughts. I don't deserve
this. That was a good time.
Yeah. Jesus, KB.
That was literally like in a movie, like where everybody's just laughing. It's the Grinch where they're like, ha ha. He's like cut himself shaving.
He's going to have like a nightmare about this when he's going to be in his underwear.
This is bad.
Like,
well, I would look up and see you not laughing, and that made it funny. Yeah.
And like usually when those things happened, it's not like... really good audio quality filmed. It's usually just between friends. Yeah. This is
record
going to
forever.
Exist long after you die tonight.
Give me.
Kind of with Clemmer, I mean, it's kind of like a cheap just, I mean, if we can get a fortress, then what's stopping us from getting like a separate utopian society?
I wasn't thinking like a fortress, like
as the onesie.
Fortress can be overrun.
What are you guys envisioning?
A fortress is hard to defend.
Target
automatically puts a target on your back.
Target.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't thinking it's like a castle. I was thinking more like just a fortified position, if that makes sense. Like, you know, in movies, it'll be like a mall or whatever.
Walking Dead, they had like that prison.
Yeah.
Something
like
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. More of a Frankenstein sort of fridge.
Then I'm still going to go Fortress.
One for Fortress. We're tied up. Nick.
I always thought of what I would do if there was an apocalypse.
Yeah, I didn't vote. Sorry.
And mine would be to go up to like our old high school, because there was like, it's all fenced in, really high. We don't have fucking windows. It's all brick. And then there's a greenhouse in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Fortress is a cheat code, and I'm going to go with the cheat code. Yeah.
Fortress.
Yeah, I think that porno mags, again, you guys aren't letting your imagination run enough here. What's the use of a porno mag when you have an entire stable of boys?
Yeah. Secured.
That really are accustomed to you know, your noon feeding. So I'm not worried about my lust in this world being satiated from old photos and magazines. Therefore, it is a fortress to me, without a doubt.
If there's a proper apocalypse happening, I don't think I'll get hard once. Not morning, not night.
You would after a while. After like 20 years, you would, right?
Yeah, I think long enough.
I don't know.
In this scenario, I'm guessing we do not have our smartphones or access to the internet.
I bet you the grid is down.
Your phone, but no access to the internet.
Or battery.
I mean, what, do we know for sure the internet isn't working?
Probably.
If like in post-apocalyptic world, that's like first thing to go.
The world has broken down, and there are people that are now filling the role of either
our
sex sectors. Worker or, I mean, there's all, you know, there's
we've reverted.
You could get a nut off, King.
Yeah, you could.
You could definitely.
I'm worried that I won't be able to. I would actually need the pornography.
You need to get the venom out.
My vision, by the way, of a fortress is sort of more like a house in the movie The Purge.
Mm.
That has the doors that drop down.
Security.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I was... Again, I wasn't thinking like a legit castle with a moat or something.
I mean, does bunker count as fortress?
I would say so, yeah.
Say, what about Nick Offerman's house in the last one?
Offerman.
That's kind of a fortress.
Nick Offerman.
Are you for real? Again, Tom? Offerman. Like, what?
He's a big oaf.
Are you that one's not that bad.
O-F-F-E-R.
It's pretty bad, because it's spelled how it sounds, how it's spelled. It's spelled with a word, a very common English word, offer.
Offerman.
F-F.
Who told you it was Offerman?
Two Fs?
All right.
What if two Fs made a...
I literally might leave the podcast. There's a chance that it's like, this just isn't my day. I got to, every time I open my mouth, I'm afraid how I'm going to embarrass myself.
sound like an idiot.
Speaking of
Valentine's Day, and I'm alone.
Speaking of Nick Offerman, the one seed is a gay man.
I'm not familiar with that. What's his name again?
Nick Offerman.
I only know him as Offerman.
Oh, sorry, Offerman. Sorry. Nick
Clemmer coming for the
pile on. Okay, all right,
move on.
All right, Clemmer. Yeah.
The number one seed is a gay man to find you and take care of you. As it happened in the show. And I would imagine a similar sort of man.
Nick Offerman has gay sex in The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty graphic.
You know, watching
the manager from White Lotus.
Yeah, with the manager from White Lotus. Yeah, really good episode.
Fuck.
Manager from the first season?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Australian
guy. The one who takes a dump in the suitcase.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's gay in both?
Yes, he was. Yeah. That's a good point.
Wow.
Might be gay in real life. I really don't know. Andy
Bartlett. Makes sense.
And that's going up against our Chayenne candidate. Chayenne, we only have a couple options here. Number one, an unscathed Maresh was offered.
Mm-hmm. I would take a scathed Maresh.
Yeah, scathed Maresh is a better man than most.
And now we have a bunch from Marty. different sauces.
Yeah,
Which different sauces?
I just feel like there's sauces that we don't know about. Like, there's flavors that we have never touched before.
You're not thinking like ketchup or something. You're thinking you're finding new sauce.
Very, yeah.
Actually, I was talking to Kyle yesterday on the Yak. What was the last flavor?
What's the last flavor?
I think it's bubblegum.
Exactly. There's not a lot of, like, we are all content with, like, the flavors we have now.
Ah, no!
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Damn it, Marty, come on!
Mine's endearing.
You're going to have a fucking heart attack by the end of this episode.
Content.
Yeah.
There you go.
Content with the flavors we have now, where no one gives a fuck anymore. I think there was a lot more that we're not aware of right now.
Mm. So you want to find new sauces, I guess. So not honey mustard.
I think about that with colors.
Okay.
Are there more colors out there?
There's gotta be.
I think about that with letters. Yeah.
I think
there are 27 letters.
I mean, could you also just throw in like salt?
Yeah.
into this.
Oh, I think preserving stuff.
Anything to season food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is a really good take on this.
Salt would preserve meat for a lot longer too. Yeah. So yeah, shit.
Marty, you also have Where Aliens Live. You'd want to find where the aliens live so that you can get off of Earth.
Yeah. Just like get them back.
I kind of like, oh, wait, you want to get them back to Earth?
No, get them out. Get them out. Like, get them back where they came from.
Oh, you want to get rid of the aliens, not go with them to escape the apocalyptic world?
Because they'll be
U.S. immigration policy?
No. The actual aliens are smarter than us, so I don't want them anywhere near us.
Okay, so you don't want... Okay, now I get
it. It's like watching a kindergarten teacher try to make the response of a student work.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But it's fun.
You're saying you want the aliens... He's like, no, that's not what I'm saying.
I was trying to guide
him. You were trying so hard to help him.
Well, then none of us know.
I want to find where they are so we can get them out of there.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So after that, you said my hermit crab. It did have a name?
No, he died the day I got him.
Ah. So you'd want to find your hermit crab that died.
It's like, I always wonder like where they go when you bury a pet.
When
you said this question, I thought the apocalypse, like the Earth's breaking, so I get to see where they
are. Oh, you want to find his bones?
These are
the hermit crab that you buried in the ground.
Yeah.
I had hermit crabs. I got them in first grade, got two, and I named them Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh.
I was fucked. Go something better, man.
That was bad.
Yeah, he died. I got him for Christmas and died 2 hours later.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do with him? How'd he die? No, but how'd he die?
What? Wasn't moving. He came out of the shell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Now you have lava as your last one.
Yeah.
Because, again, the Earth is breaking apart in this scenario, and you want the lava to come out.
Why would you want to find lava?
Yeah.
Same reason he wants to find where aliens are.
He didn't understand the prompt.
Oh, I know. But even for not understanding the
prompt. I'm not sure you know anything.
But he thought this was things you would want to find. Why would you want to find lava?
Because, to see what it looks like.
Okay, that's fair.
Two, if you want to cook something. Lava, duh.
Yeah, it might be a little well done.
But it's technically magma it's breaking apart.
No, it's magma while it remains underground. Yeah. As soon as it breaks the surface, it becomes lava.
But if the world is broken apart.
So it's lava.
Lava can also be not hot.
Yeah?
Cool.
Right? Can't lava...
Yeah, I'll be damned.
Be rock? Can't lava be hard solidified rock?
Like a pyroclastic
lava rock, but I don't know if
you have to add rock to.
I don't want to think about lava being cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Magma, I know to be molten liquid, hot, whatever.
Rock.
I think lava can be both.
We're not going to talk about cold lava right now.
Oh. It's got to be exhausting to be you. Knowing so many things and like you got to think.
I don't know that thing.
You know a lot though, which is like it's exhausting to be someone that knows a lot.
But they know more. He knows more than I do, which is why I wanted him to clarify that point.
I don't know.
Maybe he knows what he knows.
Exactly.
Both of them know more than I do.
No, wrong.
I only like knowing things that I know. Like you know fucking countries and shit. You don't look for more things.
Yeah, you don't seek out new knowledge. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what you know.
You know what you like.
Cities.
Yeah. What was the last thing you learned?
Lava was cool. Gentleman who successfully went down the Niagara Falls in a barrel. He ended up dying later in life by slipping on an orange peel.
No kidding.
The guy that invented
the Atkins diet slipped on ice and fell and hit his head.
Right. Uh huh. This guy who successfully made it down Niagara Falls, he slipped on an orange peel, like broke one of his. Limbs, which got infected, then he died of gangrene.
Ooh. Damn. It was an orange peel. That's not even slipping
an orange
peel.
Orange peel, yeah.
How do you slip an orange
peel? A sturdy peel.
Yeah.
You know how you're going to die?
Do I know?
Yeah.
Why?
Just wondering if you know exactly how
you're going to die. No, I'm not going to. Yeah, I might kill I don't know.
Oh, not that.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I might.
Tonight,
rope around the neck, kicking the stool away.
Then what are you going to do after you're done beating off?
One last viva.
One last viva before you go. All right, so which one of those do you want to pick? An unscathed Maresh or scathed, but I think unscathed would do better. Different sauces, where aliens live, my hermit crab and lava. Mush, which one do you want?
I can go sauces.
Sauces?
I'm going to go with unscathed Maresh.
Unscathed Maresh.
Yeah, you met Maresh.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't met him.
We hit it off, too.
That'd be a bad picture.
Be disingenuous, yeah. Tommy?
I'm going to go with where the aliens live, because I feel like maybe they could take us off the planet.
Well, his specific scenario was to kick them out.
No, okay, well, I'm changing it. I want to find where they live, and I want to try to make peace with them and be like, all right, things are pretty shitty here. Mm-hmm. Can I hop on your UFO and they take me to their planet? Or I feel like that's one last chance. Or maybe they are powerful and can kill the bad zombies or whatever.
Wouldn't they have already done that?
Maybe they don't know. They're secluded in fucking Antarctica.
I'm actually just remembering now that that is the plot of the Star Trek universe, is that the World War III happens, and in the post-apocalyptic world, this guy, is, I think his name is Zephyr Corcoran, he like makes the first faster-than-light travel, makes first contact with aliens, and then aliens rebuild Earth with them.
Yeah, so the aliens could be just chill, so I'll go with aliens.
Yeah, I'm tired of aliens being bad.
It's getting dangerously close to Scientology's like founding.
Oh my God, yeah.
Belief system.
I don't know if Elrond predates Star Trek.
I think he
does.
1956, I think, was when he wrote.
So he does.
And did they rip off? Wrong, but. That was James Cromwell, too, in the movie. Damn. KB.
Wow, what a. Maresh versus.
Maresh, unscathed Maresh versus different sauces where the aliens live.
Lava.
Crab and lava.
Sauces. I'll go to the sauces.
Sauces.
This is sauces we've never even heard about.
Not even conceptualized.
Yeah, so we don't even know what the taste could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Nick?
Yeah, I don't want to die before trying as many sauces as I can.
I think about it very often.
Maresh, one of my best friends in the world. Good cook.
Great cook.
Really good cook.
But you guys all know this for a first?
Yeah, I'm on his
first. You guys are all on his meal plan?
Yeah. but I'm assuming the aliens won't be alive. You get their tech.
We don't know that.
I would love to get their tech.
Again, the scenario Marty laid out is... You're finding the aliens to kick them off Earth. That's
what a crazy thing to do in an apocalypse. So,
I think they wouldn't be friends with me, so I don't want them there.
I think it's worth a shot.
You want to go out of your way to find them and then...
Well, I always want to know where they are. Like, I know they're in Antarctica, but I'd like to see their setup and stuff.
I'm going to go aliens.
Aliens?
It's sauces for me. It's the only one that made sense with what we're doing here today.
Yeah.
And by the way, quick fact check on myself. Dianetics was published in 1950.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
By L. Ron.
Get him.
Let's all laugh at him.
I said 1956.
Mm. Years old.
Oh, that's bad. That is bad.
All right, so different sauces versus a gay man. Which do you want to find more in the apocalypse?
Wait, is this gay man like... The guy in The Last of Us? Or is he just a regular old gay guy?
He's a gay man that would be like your whatever your ideal definition of a gay guy would be. Like, your best friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is he a good survivalist?
Let's say yes.
I feel like probably not.
And he's kind.
Yes, he's definitely very kind.
Somebody that you're going to have to, like, he's not going to try to kill you.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know, like, how do we, all right,
so then, I mean, that to me, this is like The Boys.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is very similar.
It is a more singular man.
Sure, then it's, you know, I almost feel like you could put Gay Man, Maresh,
yep,
and The Boys as
a singular entity.
A companion.
Yeah.
So you're going with sauces?
No, I think, again, for the same reasons that I argued for The Boys, I would say...
The Gay Man.
A Gay Man, sure.
Gay Man, Nick?
Also, sexually, I don't know how long it would take, but... I don't think it'd be very long before I would be.
You'd break?
Yeah, we'd just be like...
If you were to break, would you be the top or the bottom?
I think we'd have to find out what he was working with.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd just let him blow me. Blowjobs.
Tommy, not even your turn.
Yeah. That's actually a good question, because I can't fathom like the pleasure that comes.
I definitely wouldn't want a dick in my ass.
No.
But you don't know what that pleasure could even be.
It could be
a better pleasure.
I think I get a prostate exam once. I'm not going to lie.
You had a prostate exam?
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird feeling.
They don't need
to do those.
You're
26.
Yeah, what? You had to ask. You had to like go out of your way to get that.
Oh, yours will be like, yeah, I know. I got the.
even I'm too young for that.
I've been told that those have been kind of phased out.
It was like almost 10 years ago.
I was like my biggest.
Wait, when you were 16?
Oh, no, I was 18. I was almost.
It was his Uncle Jerry.
Wait, you got a teenage prostate exam.
Jesus.
Yeah, it seemed like a legit doctor. it was just an in-home doctor. Yeah, I got a prostate. But he didn't tell me. Like, I remember I don't want to say it was a surprise, but he did other tests. Like, I peed in a cup, and then he was like, all right, turn around, like, drop your pants.
Wait.
And I was like, all right, that's a little bit weird. What?
Are you serious about this right now?
No. No, I swear to God, this is true. I went to a urologist. I pee a lot. I was 18.
You said it was an in-home, someone
that came to you? That was a joke. This was in a doctor's office. I peed into a cup. They did some tests, and he was like, all right, like, drop your pants and turn around. And I was like, it's weird. But like, I was like, all right, if he's going to put his finger, like, I knew of prostate exams, but I feel like that's something you warn or you schedule ahead of time.
He didn't tell you?
Put his finger in my ass. And then as he was in there, he started, it was right before I was going to college. He was like, so what are you majoring in? I was like,
that must be a doctor
we
thing.
Can't be making small talk right now. Like, your finger's in my asshole.
He didn't tell you he was going to do that.
No. So honestly, do I have a lawsuit on my hands?
That was a fascinating antidote. If I
18 and get
that is, I'm not joking. That is questionable to me.
Is this real?
Extremely questionable.
It's 1,000% real. I swear to God.
I think you should go find
Wex, no questions.
When do you start getting those? 40?
I mean, he had to do his due diligence.
I'd say 45 or 50.
You tell your like mom or dad?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
I don't know. Really, that's what happens.
It's not what happens.
Oh.
I think if you're going in for a bladder problem, you have to get your prostate.
I've been to a urologist.
Yeah, I would have liked
not
to have been heads up.
I went to a urologist for a while. I never had to get my asshole checked.
What were you in for?
I had bladder problems. I didn't get my butthole checked.
Well, you don't have a very good urologist. He wasn't doing his proper due diligence.
Hot girl, too. Hot female doctor.
What?
Yeah. Oh, mine was this old Jewish. Pump, that's a nurse, Ken Jeff. Word you're looking for is nurse.
I forgot about the female pilots. That got people so mad on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So funny. Okay. So,
a lot makes sense when you say things.
Nick, sauce first game in.
So Tommy was raped.
Yeah.
He was molested without a doubt.
Yeah.
You're having a hell 18. Of a show.
Was he dry?
And best minute of my life.
He did lube, right?
I don't remember. I just remember the feeling was bizarre. It was a bizarre sensation.
Like good, bad?
Just bizarre, like bizarre.
Brother, say bad. Say bad.
You could have just said it sucked.
It was a bizarre sensation.
I'm hearing you lose money in your settlement right now.
It was uncomfortable, but it was like nothing I've ever felt before.
He just keeps going.
Stop talking.
So it's sauces versus gay men?
Sauces versus gay men.
So I'd have to worry about, like, if this was, like, a religious apocalypse, it would probably be because of the gay's fault, spitting in God's face.
Right.
Or if there was a cute zombie, one of, my comrade yelling yoo-hoo to him or something, I'm going sauces.
One for sauces.
What type of gay?
Kind of like Nick Offerman was in the show. Where it's more of a masculine gay.
Should we just make this companion?
Because this is just more. I'm taking more manpower unless they're like going to bring me down.
He's a survivalist man.
Nick,
I'm
taking more manpower.
Okay.
So he is a survivalist man.
Yeah, let's say for sure, yes.
Another cheat code.
Yeah, we've changed it to that after I had to give you my how and when I would have sex with this guy.
I just took sauces.
You got Tommy to admit to being
molested.
Molested and kind of liking it. I'll go with, we're being real here. I don't want to fuck this dude. Like, that would be awkward, I think.
Well,
like,
I'm going to fuck him, you.
Like, he's waiting you out. He's like, I know I'm going to get this guy to break eventually, and he's going to fuck me. But if he's like a super good survivalist, then yeah, I mean, that's the price you have to pay. So I'll take the survivalist.
Tommy, did you get your asshole fingered before you lost your virginity?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That was freshman year of college, and prostate was going into freshman year.
Oh. Busy year.
Busy 2014.
Oh, God.
I mean, I think in a lot of like legal and medical journals, like digital penetration does count as rape or sex.
Mm. Larry Nasser, the whole
yes, you had ass
you
sex.
You lost your virginity.
You lost your anal virginity before
to
you
my docked.
Tommy's about to cry.
Yeah. It's been a tough episode.
From now on, like when it's like, who'd you lose your virginity? I gotta up my body count by one.
That is nice.
Oh God, Clemmer.
Yeah, I think this is another cheat code. Now he's a survivalist.
Good things are okay in the
apocalypse. It's too like rant. Like that's not going to happen. Like, also, I would never trust a stranger, especially in that world. So like, I know you guys are saying he's good. Like, I don't like any of that stuff. I don't think people are good or bad necessarily. Like, I just don't want to deal with another person I don't know. I'm going to go sauces.
One for sauces. Again, unknown sauces, which is a huge
thing. I
think
it's like three for sauces now.
No, it's just, about to be three.
I had sauces. Yeah.
It's about to be three?
Oh, wait.
No, you
I said gay. I said gay.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Nick yeah, right now sauce. It's right now it's two to or three to two. So
yeah, it's sauces. I really think sauces. I think that I will get more. Like again, what Clemmer's saying, I don't know how this guy's gonna how we're gonna mesh.
He's annoying.
I have no idea. Yeah, and I know what I'm getting out of a sauce.
I appreciate
and
that.
What happens if it's a sauce that's like, whoa!
Discovering a new. I actually don't think a sauce is stupid in this scenario.
Oh, it's not. Oh,
it
really is.
Add on.
Yeah.
Discovering a brand
a lot of food is going to be disgusting.
Because of the way he laid
it out.
I have
to eat a pine cone. I'd rather have some Papa John's garlic to dip it in.
Oh, that wouldn't count for this
it's
scenario.
Something you can't even conceptualize.
It's a brand
oh, these are
sauce.
Unknown sauces. Yeah.
Unknown sauce.
Yeah. You can't even think about.
Now I want it even more now.
Exactly. It's tantalizing. All right, but we're tied up. Gooch, you get to break it.
Gay man. No hesitation.
Gay man. No hesitation. All right.
That's a good
Gay
one
man.
From 16.
Whoa.
Yeah, sauces game and fight.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into the second half, let's hear from our sponsor, FitBod.
Before that, Tommy, your ass was fingered before you had pussy.
Have you ever told a story to anybody?
Yeah, I've told it before.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Normal.
It's good.
It's a little weird. Maybe he said, like, he definitely did not say my finger's going in her asshole. He might have said, like, we have to check your prostate.
Knock
I didn't know how that got done, but there was definitely no, I'm about to put my finger in your asshole. He could have said, like, all right, we'll check your prostate. And I thought, well, he must be doing a different method of checking my prostate than putting his finger
throughout
in.
Life, that was the one thing that had the highest minimum age requirement. It was president was 35, getting your prostate checked was in your 40s. Yeah. That was the last thing you had to worry about.
Right. Well, guess what? I ripped that Band-Aid off.
Oh.
I'm going to go in when I'm 50. You're not my first.
I guess he had no gloves on either.
I don't remember that. No, oh he definitely God. Had gloves on.
I'm trying
on.
To block this out.
Yeah, I know.
You're subconsciously blocking out memories of this. You don't remember if he said it was a prostate exam. You don't remember if he was wearing gloves or not. I feel like these were all details you would remember.
Or if
I just remember the greatest feeling I've ever felt.
Your first act of penetration was you being penetrated.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, that makes sense.
That does change how I think about my life.
Tough episode.
What, I was like, so I'm like a molested.
Yeah. Or molested.
I'm a molested.
You just already get on Survivor. You said you needed like a whole.
Oh, Clemmer.
Yes. What a pull.
Yes.
There you go.
I was molested.
Yeah. As a teenager.
Yeah. They're going to pull this up and boot you out so quick. All right. Again, before we get to the other half, let's hear from FitBod.
Obviously, we all start the new year with the best intentions when it comes to sticking to a fitness routine, but sticking to it is hard. That's why the FitBod app is changing the game. The app creates a workout program that's personalized to your goals, fitness level, and available equipment. It learns from your previous workouts and adapts you as you improve. Start making progress towards your fitness goals today with 25% off a FitBod subscription. Just pick a fitness goal, select your equipment, and FitBod will create a custom workout plan for you. Whether you've been missing gym time or hit a plateau, FitBod can build a workout plan individualized for you. They switch up your exercises to avoid overtraining or burnout while keeping your workouts fresh and fun. A full year of FitBod is less than the cost of a single session with a personal trainer. Keep your fitness habit with a personalized workout program from FitBod. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/lights. That's FITBOD.ME/lights.
All right. Thanks to FitBod. And the other half, or other West Coast, I guess. If we're I can't stop thinking about Tommy getting
it's really hard to go past it.
Everything makes so much sense about Tommy.
Everything.
He's not a pediatrician.
I had a pediatrician until I was like 23.
Then yeah.
Number 11 seed, Clemmer, you had this, and other people said it too. Canned food. Like a supply of canned food is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You definitely want that in this scenario. It's in number 6.
Boring.
Well, this is your pick. A hot chick who is a great survivalist and also wants to have sex with me. So essentially the alternate to our number one
seed. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Pregnancy in an apocalypse is a nightmare.
Yeah. But
you're not pregnant.
You're right.
Yeah.
Marty.
Sure. Dirty blonde, blue eyes, huge rack. And she's just
long
like
fingers.
She just like kills your dinner, makes your dinner, and then says, let me reward you with a blowjob and some sex.
I'm going to go with canned food.
Man card.
I mean, Clemmer's right. Now we're making a mockery of the apocalypse.
Mm. Do you think you'd know how to open a can without like just lava can opener?
Oh no!
With, I guess
I would just bash it on the curb.
Some of the cans have tabs now, and then also you
some
can
don't.
Just have a can opener with you.
I can't even use a real can opener. I tried to.
So easy.
It's so easy.
Can opener is one of the most satisfying things when you get it. Yes. Too. It's like feels great.
Yeah.
Right towards the end, you slow down so that it peaks its head up a little.
Yeah. Way better than getting the finger in your ass. I can sure.
I would.
And you sure tell us that?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've had it happen to me twice, finger in the ass, but it was with a woman doing it to me.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
So two separate occasions, two different women.
Separate occasions, two different women.
Did you ask for it, or they were both
asked for it? No, did not ask for it. Both times surprised.
Oh.
Two different women. Once in college, and then once in my
late
20s.
What? Huh.
No.
She's in college, right?
No, I was in college. She was in college as well.
Mm.
I didn't even know they had co-ed universities when you were in.
Yeah, we were the first. It was very exciting. Yeah, we met at the Primrose, you know. No, it was.
what a pull. That was a great pull, Clark.
I was the first time I was like, was very like kind of upset. I was like, whoa. Like I was just like,
imagine you're fucking clever and you put a finger in his ass and he has like a cartoon.
I was like, whoa.
Eyes pop out of his head.
I bet you have the tightest asshole.
The tightest asshole
of any man alive, dude.
Yeah.
Then you have like, oh yeah. So then the second time it happened, I'd already gotten down that road. So it's been like, you know, you do kind of like one of those, like just kind of give them a little, again, like that, I'm not really comfortable with that, and they, you know,
were you fucking? What was happening?
Yes, both times.
And also, what makes you think Tommy made that sound?
You're like watching TV, like watching Growing Pains, and all this.
I don't know. I just didn't know how.
Can I ask questions to you?
Yeah,
we need to ask questions. Was it a lot of like? Was it like gyrating? Or was it
maybe
like
would have gone there. This was pretty much just, and I whoa. That immediately came out. The other time I was like, and then she like realized and pulled it out. Yeah. I'm like, I'm all set with that.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
Improv girls?
No. Either way. Yeah, I was never married to either of these women, and it was before improv, yes.
At least you had a reaction to a surprise finger in the ass. Like,
right, yeah.
This guy.
No questions asked. No questions. Tell me.
It's never happened to any of you guys? Am I alone with this?
I've never had it happen.
Really? Wow.
Maybe, yeah. Never abrupt. It was all,
it was asked.
Tickle the rim, then it's up to you to give consent with gestural.
Yeah, both times.
What are the gesturals?
Just like, yeah.
No, the consent is just not doing it, not reacting.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe, especially the first time, maybe I was like 21. Like, I probably didn't catch the hint. The second time was just like, she's going for it.
So. Mm,
I just don't like picturing you having sex.
Oh, that's bad, but like the idea of someone just putting their finger in your bone hole. Like, yeah. It's like, I just imagine you have the boniest butthole, too. Like, it's, ugh. That's,
I know, right?
It's no good.
I don't want to.
Somehow grosser than me getting raped by my dog.
Tommy,
this has been a good episode.
We're on fire.
Sorry, yeah,
fucking mashup. Yeah.
It's like, hand food versus hot chick. That's a great.
I mean, awesome. Oh, hand food versus a hot girl is gonna have sex with you all the time. And, obviously, the hot girl.
Oh, well, you know he skipped me. Sorry,
Clumber didn't get a chance to answer.
Canned food is the answer here.
Okay,
what if the girl's annoying? Like, what, you know, the same reason I wouldn't, you know, the gay guy is the same reason I just don't want to have another personality. I don't know. I don't trust this person. Mm. I'm not gonna hang out with strangers in the apocalypse. No, absolutely not.
Mm. Would you even eat? Like, say, beefaroni.
Beefaroni's very good. I would eat beefaroni. I'd eat beefaroni right now. I wouldn't have those, like, raviolis. Yeah. That's gross.
Mm.
Chef Boyardee and I, that would be my friend in this world.
Chef Boyardee makes almost exclusive, like, the ravioli's their thing.
And they last forever.
But it's food in a food.
Oh, he has many things beyond the ravioli. Don't sell him.
I don't want to put him in a box. That's fair.
Thank you.
Tommy?
And food.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The hot girl, and she's, like, good, and she's just taking
I mean, seriously, we're trying to survive, and I'm guessing we don't have readily available food.
She's a survivor. She's going to go kill a fucking deer and make it for you and then give you a blowjob, put a finger in her ass if you're into that. Hot girl survivalist, who's also a great cook, and has a great personality.
Yes, all of the above. KB.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, it's tough to be. Yeah, the girl.
The hot chick?
I'd be afraid of pregnancy. That would just be a big issue. Every time somebody gets pregnant in one of those post-apocalyptic movies or like Walking Dead, Quiet Place, why?
Mm.
Why'd you do that?
It's very dumb.
Pull out, brother.
So you're going with canned food.
I'm going canned food.
Francis.
I think the reason they do is maybe that there is some hope of repopulating the Earth and winning in the long term.
I think it's really selfish to bring a baby into that world.
That's probably true as well. So it's canned food for me. Because also, yeah, you guys make a good point of making a mockery of the apocalypse. Tommy ran out that woman's fucking resume and didn't stop. She's good at this. She does this.
You don't think women like that exist?
Yes.
Okay. No, you have to say a specific one.
Say a specific woman.
Oh. That would make this easier because less absurd.
You could change my
mind. One woman I could, yeah, one woman. Give me the name.
Sydney Sweeney?
She's not a survivalist.
We don't
know.
What?
The known survivalist, Sydney Sweeney.
So dumb.
Yeah, she could be.
Oh, my God.
Something tells me she's not.
Honestly, we could take out the survivalist part. I just want a hot girl.
Okay.
Then canned food for me.
Canned food. It's a helpless hot girl.
Mm. Yeah, help. So, like,
and therefore,
like most of them.
That, to me, that's almost more burdensome than having a child with me. And therefore, it's canned food.
Canned food. Canned food moves on. Next up, 3 seed versus the 14 seed.
Just chose fucking tuna fish.
Oh, gross.
3 seed gun and ammo, combo pick here, versus the 14 seed, a source of fire. We'll see some sort of source of fires, and it's an important thing for survival. It's like the
what?
First thing humans did.
What? Yeah. Versus what?
Gun and ammo.
Are we talking like a flint?
It could be like a flint. It could be gas, like a big source of gas.
So two big different. There's a different thing. So gas can be used in multi purposes.
Yeah. Well. Okay. A consistent source of fire is basically the only idea of it, because you're going to need fire in whatever post apocalyptic world. Francis, you're up first.
This is. I mean, I'm shocked. Fire is on here because that's so easy to do.
Yeah.
You think you could do it?
I know I can. I remember in fucking high school in health class, we had to start a fire as part of a test.
Why in health class?
It just was what we had up there.
Mm.
We had to go out into the woods in the winter and build a fire.
What did they give you?
What? Did you have like matches?
They gave us one match and the fire had to burn for like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah,
to create the fire with whatever you could find, and then it had to burn without going out.
Isn't that a mean? That's a mean thing, right? Is it every school to do that mean?
I think so.
Yeah,
ours did.
Yeah. So your point that it would be you have an infinite sources of matches.
Well, but I could. I mean, I'm not trying to flex. Like you guys would figure out how to start a fire pretty quickly because you'd know you'd need it. You've seen.
I know I need it. I don't know how easy it would be.
Seen Castaway. You'd try a bunch of different methods. You'd figure it out. You know, it's friction.
There's enough flammable stuff.
See, we're not on a desert island. There's so many flammable things.
Oil, stuff you can find.
Flammable stuff.
Lava.
Vaseline.
I think fire is almost like a given in this world. That's why I'm not saying it's fire. And the other option was
gun and ammo.
Yeah, for sure, gun and ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You could even start a fire with the gun and the ammo. You shoot the right bullet. Thing. Shoot the right thing.
You have gunpowder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tom. Oh my God.
I'm going to go gun and ammo, but I don't think it's as good as you'd think. You'd be really conservative with the ammo.
It's a lot of ammo. Let's say it's a lot of ammo.
Also, we'd be bad at shooting.
Yeah, all of us.
I think it would just... It would
go shooting with my dad every time I go home.
I go shooting too, but I don't think I'd be good at shooting in a situation.
I would be nervous. I would be bad at shooting.
If I was getting attacked, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Not going to defend myself.
Yeah, I'm thinking of this more for gathering meat. Mm-hmm. Killing deer, rabbits, and stuff.
What'd you do if, like, Cole Mendenhall came in and tried to wrestle you for your territory?
I would lose 3-2 in a very, very back and forth even match. 3-2, yeah. I'm going the gun.
Gun and ammo. You're going with
gun
ammo,
yeah.
Too. Tommy?
Gun and ammo.
Easy gun and ammo.
I shot. I used to shoot guns when I was a kid in New Hampshire. So I can shoot a gun, and I can at least be accurate enough to know I can kill an animal if I had to, or even a person, I guess, if I had to. It'd be horrible, but guns and ammo.
Guns and ammo?
Easily.
I'm going guns, too. I don't feel like doing the whole
thing. You're going to have to do that because you don't have a source of fire. That's the kind of, if picking guns and ammo kind of requires you to have to do that.
I could eat things with my sauce and raw. I have
the fastest person to die.
If you're somewhere warm, I don't think fire is really a necessity.
It is.
Yeah. Cook food. Cook the meat.
You get cold.
You're going to get cold.
Even if you're on a Caribbean beach.
What about if you're
beach?
Indoors?
You're still going to get cold, just not as cold.
Some meat needs to be cooked, too, or else you'll die.
Fire is really restorative to the spirit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
It's very important.
Yeah.
What gun would you guys want, though?
I want a pistol.
I think that's the worst one to have.
Nah, I want
you definitely want a rifle.
I want as little shit to carry as possible.
Yeah, imagine having an AK-47 all the time. It's exhausting.
Yeah, but you could put it around your shoulder.
Oh, you'd look sick.
Yeah. That'd be kind of sick.
I get one of those bullet cross vests.
Yeah.
You can't, hunt with a pistol.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Pistol, I feel like I would Plaxico Burress myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it absolutely.
I would go a little bit higher. It would be nice to have just in case you wanted to do that, too.
Mm. Yeah. I think that you could do it with a rifle, too, and a rifle's more
Yeah, kind of morbid, but I'm thinking of, the easy way out.
Mm.
Well, that would be ideal to have a gun to shoot yourself in the head.
I'm thinking more multi-purpose here.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Guns and ammo, going to move on. Next up is the 10 versus 7, 10 seed, consistent source of water. That was the most replied with thing. It was water, but it felt boring, so I dumped it down a little bit. Versus 7 seed, one of you had this, I think, toilet paper.
Yeah, me.
That's a horrible.
So that's pathetic.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's bad?
Have you ever had to wipe your ass with something that's not?
I don't,
that's
come
horrible.
On, dude.
Oh, man, nothing worse than the itchy ass, right? No, come on.
Yeah, zombie eating my face and me being thirsty, I think, is worse.
Yeah.
I think you can find water.
If you have a consistent source of water, you can clean your ass.
You can bidet it. Yeah. Like handheld bidet it, I guess.
That's true.
That's a fair point.
All right.
Mush?
A urologist to come over, clean you out?
I think it's definitely water. You can also find some things to wipe your ass.
Yeah, I'm starting to regret my toilet paper decision.
I think it's not bad because if you wipe your ass with a leaf, I tell you, you're not going to enjoy it.
Like you said, consistency. Going up against water, I feel like this
you
is.
You start doing a leaf every day, it's going to be like your own toilet paper. So you're used to it.
I guess it just hurts, man. You're gonna have a bloody asshole,
or itchy, and it never truly gets clean. Yeah. I have to go with water.
T-shirt.
You're finding so many odd
children's clothing.
Yeah,
every,
so much,
so much of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, not a great one with me. I'm gonna say water here. I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Water easily.
I'd rather look for my hermit crab than have fucking toilet paper.
That was pretty dumb. You're gonna find bones.
Toilet paper is literally bones. I can survive off anything in here being toilet paper.
Oh,
that garbage!
A lot of metal in here.
Yeah. That garbage thing.
The hat would be hard.
No, you're right. Yeah, his
hat would be
hard.
Pop the balloon and have that. There's things that you can figure out.
I
could wipe my ass.
Any of our clothes? Maybe some of this leather on the chairs.
Yeah,
it is so funny to think back to beginning of COVID when everybody was just hoarding toilet paper for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah,
wiping your ass.
Oh, there's a virus. Let me get a bunch of toilet paper.
Would wiping your ass with leather feel good? I think it would feel really good.
It would feel awful. I think it would just spread the poop.
Well, you gotta give it a scoop. You know?
I wouldn't be for it.
Yeah, it'd also be if it wasn't lubed enough, it would some friction or something. I don't know.
Suede, I would like.
Ooh, suede would be awesome.
I currently don't have a toilet seat. I broke it off when I was trying to install a bidet. So now if I want to shit, I have to just I have to set it on there and hope it doesn't fall
off. Oh, you set the seat on there?
Yeah.
All right. Spread your cheeks to be on the piss rim?
We're doing the attachable bidet.
I was trying to put it on and my toilet seat snapped clean off. Oh. Yeah.
Is you okay? That's tough.
Yeah.
Shit like that's exhausting.
You shouldn't just
the reason I was doing it because I can't handle toilet paper anymore.
What do you mean?
It's ruining my asshole.
Why do you get softer toilet paper?
Yeah, you use Angel Soft. That's what I use. It's good.
It's
very soft.
Maybe.
Clumber.
Who wants to talk about
Does your ass bleed every time you wipe?
Bleeds a little.
Good. It's a really
lot.
Good product. Yeah. I'm trying to help him.
You're using one ply toilet paper?
Like the cardboard kind, it's
you wipe too hard.
Towels.
I'm an over wiper, and
that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think I might over wipe too. I get swamped ass a decent amount.
Mm. So you get swamped.
That's not the affliction. It's more itch.
Yeah, more
back to itch.
Yeah.
I in the winter I'm pretty good, but I'm with you. I have some asshole problems sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many times you wiping? You think 7?
Oh, that's too much.
I use too much toilet paper, and I probably wipe. Yeah.
Yep.
More than 7 to 8.
So you're going for water, Nick?
Water. Yeah, water.
Water.
Yeah.
Water.
I mean, toilet paper is an insanely stupid luxury in that world. You're going to have to adapt.
Clement, that's a bad one.
I can't argue. I can't argue.
Stupid submission. Shame on you, Kev Jack.
We did have sauces.
For allowing it.
Sauces make sense.
Making food edible makes a ton of sense.
Sauces are fine.
Yes.
Toilet paper is ridiculous.
Insane.
I remember zombies. I'm going to get my angel soft toilet paper for my little booty hole.
Hey, mock it all you want. It's a great brand.
I had to wipe my ass with the paper towel when I ran out of toilet paper once.
Oh, I've done that.
Worst experience ever.
I've done it with Chipotle napkins.
I don't mind it.
Oh, my God.
Clogs the toilet.
Yeah,
clogs
it
up.
That bad.
Sauce, like, yeah, toilet paper is almost as dumb a one as, like, as saying floss.
I would rather have floss.
Yeah, I would just not floss. I think in the apocalypse, I think I'd be fine without it. But I would need to wipe my ass.
I'm trying to think what's as stupid as toilet paper.
Nothing. Not much. Not much.
Not much.
Huh. Yeah.
Not lava or the aliens.
It was all
ski goggles.
Good.
All have potential.
Yeah.
No, ski goggles would be better.
Ski goggles would be better.
Oh, productive.
Yeah. That's really stupid, Clemmer.
Jesus Christ.
Water.
Water. Next.
Is the answer.
The last matchup, 2 seed versus 15 seed. The 2 seed, probably the most replied with thing, honestly, a dog. I would love to have a dog, but
no,
I wouldn't want it.
No,
thinking I Am Legend, which is my first thought, I think, as well. I would not want that scenario at all. But having man's best friend?
You'd be worried about it running away all the time.
Which is
that dog needs you.
Raiders would kill it, need it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dogs need you, though. Don't forget.
Knowing the inevitable result of that, that it's going to die, is...
Yeah, that's going up against the 15 seed. Very simple. Just a survival guide. Just a book that teaches you tells you everything you want to know.
I don't know shit.
It's a manual. It's analog. You don't need a fucking e-reader. It's just a little book telling you how to survive in the wild. Mm. Start with you, Francis.
Surprise survival guide is a 15 seed.
Mm. Think sauces should be higher? Or?
Honestly, what's this book know? They didn't live in it.
I was going to say, it would be helpful for the survival of the wilderness, but it's not going to tell you how to fucking defeat a zombie.
Yeah.
Right, but it'll teach you how to tie knots.
Yeah, how to start a campfire.
Wounds. You know what? All these things, a lot of the things that we have struggled with in this would be answered by that.
Yes.
I think specifically for someone like you, Tommy.
Yeah. I don't even think that book would be enough to help me, to be honest.
Yeah, you'd probably rip out the pages and use them as fucking toilet paper.
When's the last handy thing you've done?
I built my own, I should have said I jerked off last night. That would have been quicker, would have been funnier, but I'm off today. I built my own nightstand, but it has fallen apart, and the bottom draw, and I can't fix it, so I'm done with handy stuff. Me and my roommates, we have had paintings for almost 3 years that do not hang because we can't figure out how to hang them up.
Dude, it is not that
hard. Can't figure out how to hang up.
No, we hire people to come in and hang our paintings, too, in my apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's a task rabbit job.
No way.
I'm not
hung
trying.
Up a jersey frame. That was tough.
Yeah, I can't do
it.
Also, at this point, I'm going to move in June probably, so why am I going to waste
time?
I'm going to hang it up for 3 months? Come on.
Francis, dog versus survival guide?
This is harder than I would have thought. I think if it's a, again, we got to see it out. In my vision of a dog, it's a really well-trained German Shepherd that will alert me to invaders in our sleep circle. Perhaps it can do some pointing, flushing, and retrieving of grouse or partridge, maybe a pheasant if we're lucky. Mm-hmm. So a very multi-purpose sort of trained police-type dog that can really help me. If that's the case, it's a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of giving you a Bichon Frise or something
or just even a Labrador Retriever. I want something that's
smart,
basically. Really smart and really well trained. Yeah,
yep, that's fair. Nick,
yeah, I was super out on dog at first, but then if I'm sleeping and it can wake me up if there's any sort of intruder, survival guide. I feel like that's something you could find pretty easily.
Well, that's
over
part of the thing.
Dog.
Is finding this during the apocalypse.
Yeah, but a dog that's pretty. I think a dog is more rare. Mm. I'm going to go dog.
One for dog.
Two for dog.
Yeah,
two for
dog. Again, dog. Any type of power. Add to my to have a team. Yeah, dog.
You're setting yourself up for a coup.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I will say we talked about, we're making it unrealistic by making the gay guy survivalist, the hot girl survivalist. Getting a very well-trained dog is also a little bit unrealistic.
Find a stray dog is not going to be well-trained. What are we doing here? That's
my point. It's
if I find a canine unit, a police.
Now we're reaching.
Yeah, but
you
go
as much of a reach
dog.
As Tommy's fucking G.I. Jane bombshell.
I agree.
With an endless blow job fucking mouth.
Suck.
What a rack on her.
Our average dog is what you find. An average dog. It's not going to help you.
Well, let's say it's an average German Shepherd. Even then, they're pretty relatively easy to train. Not that you
You got to take boredom into consideration.
Oh, I do.
You're going to be lonely.
Well, I have a whole thing. We haven't gotten to me yet. I have a whole thing about boredom.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Just to keep this alive, because I want to hear Clemmer's take, I'll go Survival God.
The fingered boys sticking together.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh.
Should we?
Oh, no.
Look, Clemmer was fucking a girl. Don't be, I'm not like you're on his side.
Just a couple of guys that get fingered. You know how it is.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you didn't pick my number one thing, which is, I think about this all the time, and that it is a portable DVD player. And what I would do is I would create a whole TV lineup. So I would get, like, you know how they have, like, TV box sets?
Yeah.
And this is what I would do all my time. From, like, 6 until 10, I would create my own lineup with my favorite shows. So, like, you know, Law & Order has, like, 24 seasons. You'd have, like, you know, for 24 years, you could watch Law & Order every week. And I would build this lineup, and this would take up all of my free time, I think, is to build this TV lineup. So portable DVD player, which you did not select, I'm upset you didn't pick it, would be my number one seed.
Not like trying to survive an apocalypse. Just
I think you would like. I think that. Schedule. I think you need to keep your mind active.
Well, okay. Do you have a TV? Do you have
a portable TV? You know the portable
like
ones.
A TV,
like
in
TV
it.
In it.
Yeah. Oh. But don't you have to have a plug for that?
Well, it can run on batteries.
Yeah.
Okay. You need batteries.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Right. But
I'll diagnose them.
So I think that's the win.
I'm loving this. Yeah,
for this survival guide.
So you'd make a TV block.
I'd make a whole and it would be like the Chris Network, and then like a 6 to 6:30 is whatever Family Ties, and then every night I would have or Twilight Zone maybe, and then I would have like a drama at the end of the night like NYPD Blue or maybe Sopranos or whatever.
How old were you during this?
I think about this. I say for the last 25 years.
Chris Network?
20 years. Whatever DVDs came out and like box sets came out, I immediately thought of it.
Did you see how many DVDs he had last night?
Yes.
I only believe in physical media. That's a big thing with me.
Yeah. You've thought about it for 25 years and your channel name is the Chris Network?
I have the network.
Clem TV is right there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. The name is just for me, obviously. I'm the only one watching it. But I just think building that would be so much fun. I kind of do it now sometimes, I think about it.
KTV does sound really good, actually.
Kind of like Cable with Chris Clemmer.
Cable, yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Cable. That might make me sad.
You should build... That's a good blog, Clemmer. You should build your own network.
Apocalypse Network.
All right, yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, the Clemmer Network. I really do like that. That's smart. So you're going with...
Survival Guide.
Survival Guide. Sorry. Is anyone else upset I didn't include the DVD player?
No.
Nobody's upset.
No. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Marty.
I'm going with the dog. Just simply, the reading is not going to work for me. I'm not going to really care about it. And what is it going to teach me that I'm going to actually retain?
Mm. Well, you can retain the book in this case.
I don't retain books. I just don't. I've tried. Read a page. Read 2 pages. Have to go back because I forgot.
I don't mean you need to retain the knowledge from the book. I mean you retain the physical copy of the book. So you don't need to remember the information because it's in front of you in the book.
Right. So imagine you're trying to you learn how to fish in a stream. And you have the book, you open it to that page.
It's like I've watched videos to do things, and it doesn't ever turn out how the video does.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's true, right?
It is harder than... You know, the one I've always fucked with that is, do you ever see someone do the chip trick? Where like they flip the chip or a coin? Yeah. I've watched the YouTube video on how to do that 500 times, and I can't
do it. You know how many times I've tried to... rig the deck of poker? I can't do it.
I can't.
I tried so many times to fuck
it
over my
so
friends.
So fucking easy.
Never happens.
Okay, so that's gonna the dog's in
it. It's never life or death.
seems.
The stakes are so
that's
high.
That's harder though. That's I don't know. Yeah. The dog would just be there.
All right, Mush, you're first. The booze versus boys. The booze versus the boys in our playoff matchup.
Wow.
I'm still going with the booze because the boys. Again, I don't want responsibilities. I want my own. I'm my own responsibility.
What booze you bringing into the apocalypse?
Blackheart.
You do like Blackheart. I forgot. That's one of the first things I ever learned about you. Is you like, was it Blackheart and Pepsi or something? Or
Monster.
Monster. That was it.
Yeah. Type of alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, in there.
It is one of the best alcohols there is. It's just you take a shot, take a sip of Monster.
But what type of alcohol?
It's black licorice, right?
It tastes like black licorice, kind of, but better. It's like rum. It's
easy accomplishment.
Clemmer.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't like the boys whenever. I'm going to go with Boost, and I'm going to take vodka with me. Grey Goose.
Taking specifically to go on mid-shelf. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll still go boys here. I think sober with companions will be a more pleasant life than drunk and alone. So I'll go with the boys.
It's poetic. I like that.
Boys is definitely smarter. I think I would still go Booze, yeah.
Mm. Another for Booze. Nick.
Move it on,
Booze. You'd go Booze as well, or?
I would have said boys.
Oh, again, literally, the literal boys.
No, I'll change it to friends.
To friends, okay.
Adult friends, huh?
A gay man versus a fortress, Francis.
I wish we somehow had the gay man versus the super hot G.I. Jane as a matchup.
Fortress.
Nick.
I think Fortress is the strongest one in this competition. And it's not even close.
Yeah. An apartment.
Yeah. I'll go Fortress.
Fortress?
Yeah, come on.
Fortress,
yeah. I've always dreamed about having a fortress.
I've always wanted a bunker.
Cool. Yeah.
I've always wanted to buy decommissioned oil tanker and bury it in my backyard.
Yeah, a small little thing. I mean, I guess a fortress is not small, but a little fort that you're like, oh, this is my bunker or whatever. It's a cool thought.
My dad built a bunker in our backyard. It was really cool.
Really?
Me and my brothers played in it all the time. Yeah.
That's sick.
It was awesome. Really fun. Tommy.
Tommy said...
Sorry, you said fortress. Clem.
I'm going to go with... I don't like the fortresses in this, so I know it already is moving on. I'm going to go with gay man just out of spite.
Just a gay man out of spite.
I want fortress. What are you guys picturing this fortress? Like, what shape?
I think a perfect square, not even like a slanted roof, all
I
concrete.
Know what it is? I'm picturing like something from Halo 2.
I'm picturing the Magic
Kingdom. I'm thinking something more real.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's a triangle. I'm
thinking of Zanzibar.
I don't mind that at all. KB, that's a solid fortress.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean.
Thinking like a Covenant fortress, like an alien fortress?
Like the one on Zanzibar.
So you have to go down
in
under
Mombasa.
To get in.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, and I see what you're going with now. Yeah, an underground one, I think specifically a bunker would be perfect.
I guess that's better. A castle, I'd be nervous about defending all
yeah.
that. Yeah. If no one knows about the bunker, too, and they can keep it secret.
There's only one
entrance. Find this place, but we haven't mentioned you have to go inside it, and people could be in there. It's a real threat.
I feel
fortress
like
has a threatening element to it.
I feel like it's implied that it's you're getting this fortress. Again, it's not guaranteed, but
yeah, I wish we had those DVDs to fucking still watch for you, Clemmer.
I don't need a fortress. I'll just give me my little house in the woods, and I got my DVDs, and I don't need a fucking fortress.
Right, so you guys are picturing bunkers?
I like the bunker now. I wasn't.
Well, give me the World War I suburbia bunker
from. From what?
Yeah, what, like the Maginot?
I think it was during World War I they built these like suburban communities underground. They look sick.
That's cool.
Mm. Maginot Line would be sick to have. Have you ever seen that? The French series of fortifications, the Maginot Line?
Write that down. I'm going to watch a YouTube video. Really
cool. You watch, do you see All Quiet on the Western Front?
Really good movie.
That's fucking so horrific, man.
Yeah. 1917, too. Great movie. All
you guys watch how tunnels get made?
How tunnels get made. I've seen YouTube videos.
It's so fun to watch. It's scary the drive through after it, but
yeah, when they break through when they meet in the middle, or whatever, and they break through. I love that.
Oh. Cold War.
Yeah. If you walk, you go to like schools or stuff, City Hall built in the 60s. You'll see those signs saying we have an underground shelter here. I always want to go in one. Like, what is it? Is it still the 60s stuff in there?
Like powdered milk in there or whatever.
Yeah, like or like picture of like JFK or Eisenhower.
He was thinking like Blast from the Past type of bunker where it's like a legit house underneath.
Yeah.
There's crazy things still out there, by the way. Like in Montauk, you see that shit where there's a building that you cannot. It says you cannot go in, like, there's cameras everywhere. It's like, I was in a show on History Channel, and it was like how our government took street kids.
Yeah, that's what Stranger Things was based on.
Yeah, yeah. Really? So I did the real
that
one.
That building out there.
Yeah, I did the real one on the History Channel, and it's like they took street kids that didn't have any families, no one would know they're gone, inject them with shit, and our government would make them into like their own soldiers and shit. But there's still the build, like we did it out there, and there's a building out there that's supposedly like just still happening.
Oh, that's creepy.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Like we're just still living life, but there's some crazy shit going on.
His parents Institute would probably let him do that.
Yeah.
Great book, The Institute by Stephen King, a little similar along those lines.
Marty, Fortress versus Booze.
Oof.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
It's to go into the finals, too.
What are you so mad about this fortress?
I didn't say anything.
You huffed and puffed.
I did not huff.
Do you think it's more realistic a portable DVD player, do you need the actual DVDs too? Where they're not like installed? So
that's gonna be so easy to find. No one else is gonna be looking for DVDs but me.
But then you gotta carry them.
There's a reason no one else is looking for them though.
Yeah, what are you gonna carry? You're just gonna have a bag filled with DVDs?
Yeah.
You just hear someone clanking down the street.
No, you get a backpack, you go.
I thought those zombies would leave him on the bed. That's that fucking DVD guy.
They'd kill him for fun.
Or imagine being the raider that kills Clemmer. So pissed off.
DVD.
Doesn't have a single item of food.
He can't even eat him.
Not a bite. Yeah, not a bite of meat on him.
His finger is asshole.
Look who's talking.
I'm going to go for it.
Deny him.
Finger boys.
Finger boys.
Woo!
Clemmer, Fortress versus Booze.
Booze. The Fortress. I hate this Fortress shit.
Booze. Emphatically said Booze was so good. Tommy.
Fortress.
Fortress.
Vodka, not your.
No, the cider would go bad after a while. Vodka stays good forever.
I think you're overestimating how hard it is to find a fortress. Like, a lot of things can act.
I thought about it for a really long time.
You can find. I bet if I
looked, I've been thinking about this before, since before.
I bet if I looked for a few hours, I'd find a fortress.
A fortress?
Are you laughing because he said overestimating how hard it is?
His
to find
facial expression.
Oh.
Yeah. That was correct use of it.
No, I think it's. I think it was underestimating.
No, I meant what I said. He's overestimated. I don't think it would be that hard to find something he could use as a fortress.
Oh, I see.
It would be easy to find a fortress?
If that's the case, then a fortress shouldn't be that much. There shouldn't be higher ranked.
It would be way easier to find booze.
It would be much easier.
I think that, yeah, it'll be hard to find an apocalypse bunker that we're thinking. But I think if we're just talking about something that you could use as a fortress, I think there is stuff. Especially if you're in a city, you could find underground shit that could maybe work.
Definitely don't want to be in a city. That's the number one thing.
Just go to like New Hampshire and just live in the woods and like have a, or in Maine
a
or
fortress
like,
over there.
Oh no, I'm picking the fortress here.
Picking the fortress.
We can't let fortress win this. This is no fucking shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm going Booze.
Yeah, and I want to see Booze face some of the heavy hitters.
Booze is going to the finals. So.
Booze, I feel like is not. That's a lazier pick than fortress. Like, oh, it's all good.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
What booze is just, you're just saying, oh, I want to get drunk all the time. Fortress has, you wanted to do this as a survival aspect. There's more of a survival aspect to a fortress than booze.
It's not the everyday life would be so challenging.
There's more debate to booze because there's such a downside to it, but we're still considering it.
Mm. Yeah. I think the if you really want to try to dethrone fortress, you have to argue that the world will turn into a big game of like King of the Hill, mm-hmm. and everyone is going to be coming to take it from you and laying siege to you, and they'll starve you out, they'll smoke you out, you're going to be under attack. Other groups will band together to try to take it away from you. So you could be less safe, in fact.
More of a target, like we were saying earlier. Yeah. Yeah. Are you sticking with your guns?
Yeah, I'll go booze.
Booze.
Yeah, booze.
Booze.
I'm saying booze now because I've tried to convince myself so that we can get fortress.
It would be exhausting though if people found out that you have this sick place.
Yeah.
Like, people, so you make an average fortress. One that people don't want that bad. Right.
Like a 7, like a 6 out of 10 fortress. Yeah. Like you don't want anyone going after it. I like that idea. On the other side, Francis, you go first. A gun and ammo versus canned food. This is actually legit.
This is hard.
One. Yeah, that's a good one.
This is sort of like that old saying: "You teach a man, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime." I think that with a gun and presumably a ton of ammo, you can eat for a really long time. As a result of hunting, mm-hmm. your canned food is going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in theory.
Plus, personally, I prefer to have venison cooked over a fire with some of Marty's sauces than a bunch of corn in a can night after night.
Nick?
So I'll say gun and ammo.
I think having the canned food would be a really nice fallback for if you fail in hunting. You know, I think you'll always be able to scavenge. You could find some perishable foods, but having the security of having a food, you know, as this security blanket, I'm going to go canned food.
Canned food.
Yeah, I'm going the automatic food.
It's true. It's like a zero work food.
Mm-hmm.
Could you not? Let me add one other argument. You can't carry canned food with you.
That
shit's heavy as hell.
You have to be close to the source, for sure.
So you're kind of stuck where it is.
Oh, we don't get any bag or anything? We have to, like, juggle it.
No, we would, but we could have a bag. But how many cans of food can you carry?
I don't think I'd be nomadic in an apocalypse, though.
But I think you got to keep moving, though.
You get flushed out of wherever you are.
Probably 30, right? 20 to 30.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a ton.
Decent amount.
It's heavy, and that's
really
a month of food.
Each one of those is, what, like 12 ounces? Or something like that, like a regular size can.
Do you think? Do you think 20 cans is a month of food?
Depends on what it is, probably.
Beans.
I don't know. The point is, if you have a mountain of canned food, the marauders are going to find that too. You're targeting the same way that you were for a fortress.
Gun is more multi-purpose too, as far as protection plus
protection
hunting.
And food.
Yeah,
and it's cool,
Tommy, and it is cool.
Canned food. I don't trust, like I said,
the worst case scenario to me is starving to death. I think that'd be the worst way to die.
I just know that even if I had a gun, I probably would not be able to kill an animal. I wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it once I killed it. So
I'd just rob you with my gun.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
I didn't think about that.
And I just eat chicken.
I feel like if I tried to rob someone with a gun, they'd decline.
Okay, buddy.
All right, buddy.
They just keep eating their ravioli.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm going to have this. I'm like, all right. I'll go with the canned food.
Canned food? Clever.
Yeah, canned food. I don't think this is that hard. Like, you live like, you know, half an hour from a supermarket, and you just make a few trips back and forth. And
that's normal life, bro. What?
Yeah. So like you find canned.
There's gonna be other people going for that.
I can just go to the shop.
Rural as possible. You guys have way. I'm talking about living as rural as possible. I have like a small supermarket. You know,
dude. The whole world is rural at this point.
But still, your people are gonna mostly be in city areas.
Concentrated in the city.
Yes.
We've said.
I feel like
though,
you're making up a lot of parameters when you're accusing us.
Exactly.
This dude's gonna toilet paper your fortress as a prank.
You're gonna go to the supermarket and buy things. Like, yeah, of course.
I'm not buying. I guess taking it.
Looting
it's already, it. It's already been ruined.
You said, though, that it's 20 years in
right.
And that most of stuff has been picked over. It's very
in
hard.
In the rural areas, you're like more likely to find stuff than
there's
you are.
There's
no
people in the rural areas, especially if there's a supermarket. There's at least some population. Yeah. You don't think those people would have already raided the supermarket?
I think there's a lot less people raiding a supermarket in New Hampshire than raiding one in New York.
It's not about less.
That's the whole point. You're in this scenario.
If it's four people, they'll clean out a supermarket in 3 months.
That's what we found the canned food.
Yeah,
so
you found
it. You're 20 years in.
You're great. I want to find the canned food.
Yeah, you're finding a very large supply of canned food.
Trevor, you are fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, I know he is.
What on earth?
It all makes sense in my mind. It really does. I'm right. It's finding. It's things we want to find.
Why? Let me ask you this. Why would we have gun and ammo as an option?
Found it.
If fucking Trader Joe's is
come
still
on
open.
Exactly. You chose guns, motherfucker.
Because I understand.
You kill his ass.
I understand.
You man, you
and him king.
One.
I understand that you can't. That we are all operating under the assumption.
Okay, there's a buffet in this world now too.
found that.
And we're on a.
What do you want to find? I found a large supply of canned food. That's awesome. I'd rather find that than a gun and an ammo.
But dude, don't you understand that this far into this conversation, that some of the things you're imagining wouldn't make sense.
And they would.
If that's true,
it wouldn't make sense.
That a grocery store would have perfectly preserved things for you to eat.
This is the
within walking.
This is
distance.
The task that Ken Jack put on us.
That's the idea of this, right? Is that like you're either finding a gun and ammunition, or you're finding a large supply of canned food. The way he's laying it out, the route he's taking
you
to get there.
On, like, the side of a street. So I'm not saying that you can just walk into.
If that's,
I get Clemmer's point, but you
then
still
what
have
the
to
fuck have we been doing for the last?
No,
hour and a half.
The way he routed that was difficult. But like,
everyone
the whole point is what you're going to find
at this supermarket. It's not just because you found it.
No, that's what we're doing here.
No, ignore the supermarket aspect. He's making it too specific. It's just you are finding a large cache of canned food. That's it.
So I'm going to live a half hour from this large cache of canned food and just make trips back and forth from this.
Why not just bring it to
your other people
place
in this fucking world?
That's what I'm doing. But
there's other people.
It's going to take me a lot of trips to go.
If we're all able to do what he did, then none of the options that you had would have been chosen.
It's making it too difficult. That's not what
you would have all just thought of our own whimsical potions.
I want
things.
It's a penny a la vodka on every corner.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Put that down. Maybe he would have taken it.
That's great.
And yeah. Tommy's, yeah. Fucking
and Tommy's woman is
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair.
It's making it too difficult. The nitty gritty of it is either you, which would you rather find in this post-apocalyptic world? A large supply of canned food or a gun and a lot of ammunition? Which one would you rather find in this post?
But he's still not abiding by that because he's saying he's going to make multiple endless trips.
He's making it too difficult. But like,
you need to reel him in. You're the moderator.
Yeah. Lemmer, in this scenario, you have to lug around your own.
Lemmer is off the rails.
Yeah, we've completely. Lemmer's gone fully rogue.
Someone needs to put him on a leash.
I'm not. It all makes sense in my mind. I found a large supply, right? So I'm going to need to transport it back to my home somehow, right? So you got to get a backpack and make multiple trips.
You don't need to. You're making it too specific. You could live on whatever this cache of food is. You could be found it in, like, a fortress, for all we know. Like,
that's a whole different ball of wax. I just imagine I found this in the side of the road.
A whole different ball of wax?
I have never heard
a whole different ball of wax.
I've never heard that.
Uh-huh, that's some,
saying.
Some Civil War euphemism. Ball of wax.
I'm choosing canned food.
When did you hear that say?
General MacArthur.
In the 40s?
Nobody's used that since women have had the right to vote.
Are you sure those women stuck their finger up your ass? Or are they just taking your temperature?
You did have to pay a bill when I left.
Canned food. Marty.
I actually did, yeah. I'm going gun.
Going gun.
I'm going gun because also a lot of canned food's wet and I don't like wet food.
I mean, the food you'll have to hunt will likely be wet.
Why?
Blood.
Well, you can wipe that off.
You can wipe off the liquid of whatever you're
That's part of the, eating. like the SpaghettiOs, that's part of it. Is the
Yeah, well, if a sauce, yeah.
But like sauces, though.
You have like a can of mixed vegetables.
A whole different ball of wax is a 17th century idiom.
he heard this at the defenestration of Prague. Oh my god! What is it like? What's the origin of it? Like what?
Did you expect us all to be like?
Ball of wax
may
refer to a 17th century English legal practice whereby land is divided among heirs by covering scraps of paper representing portions of land with wax, rolling each into a ball.
Who hasn't done that?
Oh my god!
No.
On the other side of it, Mush, you go for it.
It's a whole nother ball of wax.
I'm going to start using that a lot.
Yeah.
Dog versus water.
It's basically the equivalent of like a whole different ball game, right?
Yes.
Well, the fish is the... Isn't that the British version of it?
Well, this is a British. It was English, right?
You said. Yeah, English, yeah.
Yeah.
Water. I'm definitely going water. The dog could turn on you, too.
Yeah, know.
Didn't think about that.
Love dogs. Don't want a dog in the scenario. Water.
Water?
Yeah, I'd just be so afraid the dog was going to die or run away, and then I'd be alone. So I'll go water.
Water?
Yeah. Well, Jeremy's Dr. Pepper.
What?
What? Didn't you post that video of the people showing up to the party with what snack items they brought? And so that one girl was just like, okay, yes, Jeremy's yes. Dr. Pepper, and it was half.
She brought half of it.
That was the funniest video
Dr.
ever.
Dr. Pepper.
That video was amazing.
Yeah, and the one lady that brought the half full thing of Diet Coke.
That's what I meant. Jeremy's Diet. Jeremy's
yeah, the Diet
soda
Coke. Yeah, that's what you're going for. And the guy that brought like 10-ounce bowl of caramel corn.
One little bowl of caramel corn.
So funny.
It's a good video.
I found it.
All right, go ahead. You can keep going. I just want to see. Oh, here it is. Lauren. I brought Ethan's Diet Coke.
And it's a half full bottle. You never seen it? Oh, she'll have to show it to you later. It's a really, the world's stinkiest orgy.
They're like a red roof in.
They all look so smelly.
Dude, that looks like a hotel. And when I posted a reply to it on TikTok, and she replied to me.
Oh, no.
Like, saying I was, she's like, all the people that have been quote tweeting has been these white guys being really mean.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not being mean. I'm telling you the facts. This looks like a really stinky orgy.
You guys look stinky.
Yeah.
They did.
Not being mean, you look stinky.
you were being mean. don't try to act like you weren't. You said they looked part of a stinky, the world's stinkiest orgy. That's pretty mean.
Oh, that's so mean.
Don't play good guy.
Whoa. I was just stating that.
To be fair, I had pre-read it.
Yeah, you just tried to defend your morality by saying... I was stating facts.
To be fair, I prelimmed it with like these people are going to a game.
You were right.
I love game nights. They're nice. Like that. They're all coming together for a game night. They just looks like the prelim to a really stinky orgy. They're the stinkiest orgy of all time.
Yeah. Not me. Of all time. Water. It's obviously water.
It's water.
Versus dog.
Water versus dog.
Yeah.
All right. So if I'm playing the game the way that Clemmer plays it, then I'm like, well, I'm living next to a completely functional and fully staffed Poland Spring refinery.
No, you have a well.
And
have a dug in well. Like,
oh, yeah.
Far away. You're a Maine guy. You know what I'm talking about. Like a well.
He knows what a well is, I would imagine.
No, but like, well, a lot of city guys might not, but he knows, like, he's...
I know what a well is.
I'm familiar.
No, but like, yeah, you probably think like a well, like a bucket. No, I'm talking like...
Not from Maine, you don't know what a well is.
Oh, it's not... you guys all drink your city water. He knows what I'm talking about.
Well. What are you talking about? What well? What well are you?
I was thinking of the one with the bucket.
What type of well are you thinking?
Like little
what's
girls
your well?
All down.
The kid that last.
Like a well can provide you water into your house. Like it's your own personal well.
What?
I'm still thinking of the
what
same
is the what does it look
a
like?
Spring? A spring?
No, it's like a well. Maybe
well,
I,
what does it look
a
like?
Well? To me, a well with the, it has a cinch with a bucket that
you
collect your water from.
No, like what do people do in the sticks?
My family's house is also well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fed. So we have a limited supply theoretically of water each day.
Right. Yes, and that's how I grew up too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So what's up now? Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I would say that
you're right.
95% of the world hears the term well and thinks of the...
That's why I said, you know what I'm talking about, and everyone made fun of me.
It was a fair thing to make fun of you for at the time.
Oh, it was not.
Without the context of what you were talking about, the well.
So that's what I'm talking about, that kind of well.
Uh-huh.
Living on a Poland Springs refinery.
I still can't wrap my head around what it is, but...
It's like an individual source just for that home.
I think it's like a septic tank of water. You'd have an allotment or something. There's a tank of water that you can shower from, and you can. I mean, we used to run out of hot water like all the time.
That's a hot water heater issue. That's not a well issue.
Dummy,
you want no teammates.
Yeah, thanks.
You run them all away.
Johnny Appleseed.
Sorry.
That's a water or dog. You have your infinite Poland Spring factory.
Yeah, or I have, you know, a kennel of Paw Patrol ready at my beck and call. That is trickier though. I think it's gonna have to be water for basic survival.
Water versus canned food. Now you go first. To go into the finals.
It's water because you can survive longer without eating than you can without drinking.
That's fair, Nick.
Yeah. This was a no-brainer. I would have liked to see water versus fortress, but we did run that away. But it's water.
It's water.
Yeah, water. Nothing is worse than dying of thirst, I think.
Mm. You said that about.
Yeah, no. Dying of thirst is much worse than dying of starvation, I think.
Yeah. Now I just want to. I mean, I'll go water for this, but let's not. I mean, obviously, yeah, water is the number one thing you need, but it's not like in the scenario you can't live without the other thing. If you're choosing canned food, it's not like you can't get water anywhere.
Yeah.
So this is just
Yeah, you're right.
What would you rather find?
Right. It's like, which would you rather find? I think in this instance, actually, you know what? Given that, I think you can find water.
No. I dude, think of it this way. Ready? Like let's say you're dropped into you right now, post-apocalyptic world, and you don't know anything. What is the first thing?
Yeah, you'd
want to
clean water supply. If you go to like a creek, can you drink that water or no?
Don't they make those like purifiers?
You'd
now?
Have to boil.
You can drink water of a lake.
You can?
Yeah.
Boil it.
You did definitely boil it.
No, I mean, I lived in a lake. You could, like, we swam, we drank it.
Don't keep pointing at me. I'm not one of you.
I was making
I'm not a lagoon.
Clemmer, you probably had
like
a tapeworm.
Clemmer,
your childhood, I'm imagining the little boy who gets lost in the hatchet. Like, that's how you grew up.
Grinding up acorns to make salt.
But you can drink out of it.
I'll go water here, but I just don't, I mean, I just don't think, I think it's a little boring. We just have water win this thing where it's like, yeah, no fucking shit.
Well, we'll see.
We have a final of water versus canned food. This is not the final.
This is
we're going to be water versus booze.
Water versus booze.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, sure, water here.
Water.
But you guys wanted to run out Fortress and fucking G.I. Jane, so we could have water versus food.
Canned food.
I'd rather
find, I think I can get water from the rain, too. You just got buckets, you know?
True.
I'm gonna go water. I have like an impeccable talent of finding like an ice machine in like a hotel. Like I could any
not that hard. It's easy pointed out by arrows.
On every floor.
Yeah. Like, directional.
Marty, you've done it again.
Right.
An impeccable talent.
Found the marked concession area of my floor.
Without the signs, I could hear that shit from anywhere I'm at. But I'm going water.
All right, you go first. In the finals, water versus booze.
I mean, I don't really know. You know what? I'm going booze, not for the drinking why. I think that you could trade. I'm going booze. I'm getting more out of booze than water anyway. Because I feel like I'm getting the same thing. I'm getting my thirst, and it's something fun's happening.
Mm-hmm. All right, I like that. Clemmer?
Yeah, I mean, rain, lakes.
I don't get this.
Sources.
Rain, you're not going to be like, what are you?
Sources of water. I cannot create vodka. I mean, I guess I could if I run with the potatoes and stuff, but that's not going to happen. So, booze.
Booze. Another for booze. You voted for booze every round. Just pointing it out.
I don't know. I don't love either of these options. I don't know how these ended up as the finals. I feel like we had a bunch of better seeds.
I really liked Fortress, too.
Fucked it up.
Yeah, we had fucking Fortress.
Clemmer fucked it up.
It's not me. It's many people here.
I'll go fucking water, I guess.
Water?
I'm not happy about it.
Finding a large supply of drinks.
It's water.
Or large.
I think booze is up there, though. I think it's a top four.
Nick, it's tied up.
I want to add a write-in. I want to have a doctor with me. Not Tommy's, but a real doctor. I think, you know, if you're sick, herbal medicine, okay. Breaking a bone.
What are they going to tell you? Like, just going to tell you you're sick?
They'll be able to. Yeah, all right, fuck it, water.
Can't, like, prescribe you something.
Yeah, I guess.
You were going to say prescribe you.
What about, like, an engineer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That may be better, but carpenter. Then again, they don't have the tools or the equipment or the...
It's water.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, it's water.
Water. Water's our big winner of episode 60.
God damn it. And much like The Walking Dead, this came to an end in a gassy fart.
Yeah. It's a very...
A fun episode, but a real shitty ending.
Very chalky ending, yeah. Although I guess water wasn't that high. It was 10 seed, but...
Water was a 10 seed?
It was a 10 seed. I might have fucked that one up a little bit.
What an upset.
If you had to, like, do a real Cinderella, this, like, seven guys debate what they would need to survive in an apocalypse for 2 hours and land on water.
Barely.
I think we did this wrong.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a funny
topic
episode.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The topic never matters. The road I'm saying we could water's probably one of the easier things to find.
We should have done
drinkable,
like,
water
and necessities.
Yeah.
Then it could be booze.
That's kind of like what the original concept was, right? Where it was like stuff that you would miss the most in this apocalypse area. But we could do that, save it for a different time. But yeah, a little chalky.
I would miss like chapstick. Like, that would be tough.
You'd have the fucking dry slips in the world because you're a chapstick addict, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm weaned off.
Okay. Maybe better off then. But we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Thank you, Marty and Clem, for filling in. Figure out it's a good one for next week. I think Brandon Walker and me finally come on.
No chance.
Yeah, I doubt it. I asked him for this one too, and he said he has unnecessary roughness. It's February.
Goes your realm.
He makes up shows as he goes. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, but we'll see you guys next time.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.